Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thank you so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Well, sure enough, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas as the big week is finally here. So when I'm recording this, I'm about a week ahead right now, so you're listening to this on December 23rd. It's one of my favorite days because tomorrow we have Christmas Eve services. It is always a highlight of my year. Today, though, I want to take you to this thought found in Matthew's Gospel in chapter 6. It says, "Therefore, don't worry, saying, 'What will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear?' For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things, and indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be given to you as well." This sounds like a crazy conversation to have in a world that is overwhelmingly busy and yet still in the middle of a pandemic. What right do any of us have to talk about the contemplation of the kingdom of God or the concern that many have of what we really will eat or what we really will drink or wear? It seems that we tend to think that more is better in our society, and I'm told that busyness is actually a status symbol for us. Sometimes I feel like I go months where when I say, "How are you doing?" somebody always replies with, "I'm busy." Well, it's strange when people have so much that they're anxious about having enough. Isn't that an interesting paradox? To do, to see, to own, to fix, to control, or to change. You know, I read a story that was told by Richard Rohr, where he said that several years ago he had been in Nicaragua, and he asked a fella if he had time, and the answer was, "I have the rest of my life," and smiled. I mean, who of us would ever think that? I mean, honestly, can you imagine seeing me at the mall or seeing me at a shopping center or even at church and saying, you know, What is the deal? And do you have time? And the answer would be, "Well, I got the rest of my life." Well, that's one thing we don't really have is time. I mean, time is not like money. If you lose money, you can make it back. If you lose time, it's gone. We've all grown up with trying to figure out how to have time-saving devices. I mean, technology is one of those things that fascinates me and I love. But you know what I've discovered is technology has made me busier, not necessarily more efficient, and has certainly not given me more time. It's literally taken more time away from me. Time is exactly what we don't have. What decreases in a culture of affluence is that it decreases time. Jesus said to us, and he said it overwhelmingly clearly, "Why are you so anxious? Why do you run after things like the pagans do? What shall I eat? What shall I wear? You're not to worry about tomorrow. Each day will take care of itself." But for some reason, mostly what we do is reprocess the past and worry about the future. And you know what? At this time, let us reflect and just ask the question, what one or two things do you need to do well, or what maybe should you stop doing? It's Christmas week. It's time to reflect. It's time to have a season of joy. It is a time in a week when many of us will receive more that maybe we ought to consider to give away a lot. I found that when we start to collect and gather junk, for the most part, very few of those things our children want in another decade or in another generation. I'm fascinated with six daughters how very little of my life and the junk I've accumulated over 60 plus years are things that they really want. I think about the amount of money I've spent in yearbooks over the years and the fact that they're more than happy for them to be thrown in a dumpster. At Christmas week, let's reflect about the gratitude we should have for what we do have, and maybe give away a lot. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:00. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.